Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise the Lord because the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Amen. And I want to continue on in a message that I began a few days ago. But there were a couple of scriptures, a word from the Lord, basically, that the Lord would have me to share with you today. And take this as a personal word to your heart. The scripture is, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Beloved, I don't know whatever situations you might be in right now, whatever you're facing, but the Lord just wants to encourage your faith to believe Him for mighty exploits. Why? Because we're to be strong in Him, not in our own strength, but in the power and overcoming victory of His might. Praise God. You know, I think you're going to see, if you will really do this, if you will say, Lord, you know my weakness. I don't feel up to the situation I'm facing. But I believe as you take this step of faith, because that's what it is, the Lord wants us to exercise our faith. And I believe if you'll do this, you're going to see your prayers answered as never before. So often the enemy tries to get us to compromise our stand in God. But if we will stand firm in the Lord, be strong in the Lord, and the power of His might, we will be as a valiant warrior in the Lord's cause. And if you do that, then by God's grace, nothing's going to get you off track or turned aside. And certainly there are many diversions. There are many things to tempt and to detour you. But I believe as you just stand on that Word of God, the Lord is going to strengthen you and will give you increased understanding and discernment that you will need in the days ahead. Let me just pray. Father, in Jesus' name right now, you see those that are really needing to hear from you. They're needing a word from the Lord. They're needing an impartation of your strength and of your anointing. Father, I pray that scripture to become a reality in their lives, that they will be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And Lord, there's another scripture that comes to mind, Matthew 6:22. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Praise God. And so, Father, I ask you to help them to keep their eyes stayed upon you. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord. I would say to you, my child, there's a time and a season for all things under heaven. And now is a time for you to hold fast which thou hast. Don't relinquish those good things my Spirit has placed within you. Beware the little foxes that destroy the vine. Stand firm in my strength, for my right hand upholds you and girds you for battle. And in the battle, you need but to stand still and praise me, and you shall see the salvation of your God. There are many voices that would speak, but it is the voice of the Lord your God that you shall follow and obey. Do not be in haste. Wait upon me, and you shall marvel at that which I shall do. Your God shall be glorified through you, because you shall be as one who believes the Lord his God, and you shall be established and prospered, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, the Lord made reference to a very scripture that I've been sharing from the book of Exodus. And we were looking at the 14th chapter. The text is verses 8 through 14, where the Lord says through Moses, and I'll read that again, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." There are three injunctions, or commands, if you will. The Lord says, don't be afraid, don't fear, stand still and see, and it's going to be a present tense, today, deliverance. You will see the salvation of the Lord. And on previous broadcasts, I've shared a very fascinating understanding of the Hebrew word fear, and it's yera, and the Hebrew, as some of you may know, uses word pictures. And so that word consists of ra, to see, and yod, which is the hand. And great truths are embodied in that these letters. So fear basically means, in the Hebrew understanding, it what comes from the hand that you see. And of hand, of course, refers to work, activities, deeds, and performance. So what happens when you're afraid? You fear the hand, or the work, or the activity, or the deeds that you see. You're afraid of the boss firing you. But what does the scripture say? So it says, fear not, and in Proverbs 1 and 7, the word says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And Psalm 111 and 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Praise God. So how can we grow in wisdom, and how can we grow in understanding, if we don't have the first step down, which is to fear the Lord? Now, we have to understand what that means, what's the context, what's the understanding, and that's not terror, it's not dread or dismay, but in the true sense of the Hebrew word, it is to fear. Remember what I said the definition of fear was? To see what God is doing, to see his activity. Don't look anywhere else. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He said, follow me. You know, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. So, in terms of the Hebrew understanding, when we fear, we're looking at the hand of what the enemy's doing, and the Lord says, don't look that way. No, look to me. And be saved, all the earth. Look to me and see my activity, see my hand, see what I'm doing. He bears his holy arm in our behalf. And when we see how much he loves us, it's easier to love God this way. What comes from the hand that you see, that's spiritual sight. We're to see the salvation. And of course, another word for salvation is Jesus. That word is the same. Jesus, Yeshua, and salvation and deliverance, they're the same. Praise God. And so we need to look to the Lord. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, let's look at the Egyptian situations. They were slaves in Egypt, weren't they? They were afraid. They'd rather be bound than liberated. What did they say to Moses? Is not this, in verse 12, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. You know, Moses, we told you that. Leave us alone. Let us stay here. We're fine. We're slaves. You see, they didn't even know and understand what it was to be free. They'd rather be bound than liberated. They saw the impossible walls before them, the Red Sea. There was no way they were going across that. I mean, they were trapped. But beloved, slaves live under a fallen man's world and will. That's always been the case. But, you know, I mean, they remember the Hebrews when they were welcomed, when Joseph was there and he was exalted as like kind of the right hand of Pharaoh. Well, they lived there 400 years. At first, they were in great favor. Jacob and his family lived in Goshen. But As time passed, they multiplied and were prospered, and then the Egyptians were concerned, so they made them slaves. And slaves see no future. The future never comes. There's only a repetition of the past. Only death would free them. But beloved, hallelujah, how blessed to be free in Christ. John 8:36 says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Praise God. And that's God's heart for us. And we, you know, theologically, mentally, we say, well, I'm free. I know I'm free in Christ. But when we look at, and see, the Holy Spirit, He's the Spirit of truth. He puts a magnifying glass on our lives. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows the areas that we're still bound. It's a glorious deliverance when we're brought, translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, when we're saved, we're born again. But beloved, then it is a day-by-day ongoing process of growing in grace, growing in the wisdom and revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, it's God's desire, it's my desire that God's people be free. And so many of believers today have a slave mentality. The Lord wants you, beloved, brother and sister, He wants you moved out of your old ways, out of your old habits, out of old ways of thinking, old patterns. Basically, they were all taskmasters, whatever they were, that you were enslaved to, who, whatever those masters were, they had you build their treasure cities. But God wants you to begin to establish His kingdom within your heart. The kingdom's within. And wherever we go, we can be an influence for God's kingdom. And so God wants to move you out of living your past to prepare you to step into your future. But you have to be willing to be led out of your past. So we've looked at two things. Don't be afraid and stand still and see by a greater understanding of that Hebrew word. Praise God. Well, Lord willing, tomorrow we'll be able to conclude this message, and we're going to look at the final injunction today. You'll see. But my time is gone now. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write. Let me know you're blessed, that you're listening, or if you have prayer needs, I will personally pray and send back whatever the Lord gives. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,